Thank God for Brother Blessing.
Tenda mwari na Brother Blessing.
Giving us this opportunity to speak to you.
Famkana unu uktaura nemi.
And to come.
Kauya.
And enjoy.
Toya ti rupafazwa.
The homeland.
Kuno kumusha.
And my home.
Kumusha kwangu kuno.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Mari ru makadini.
Ma maskele ma anzi maneru makadini.
God bless you. Good evening.
Mari rupafazwa.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're so thankful to be here tonight.
Jo tenda ishe kuwa panu manera.
We're gonna get right to the word.
Tudagwe na kushoko.
And I was just thinking.
Nisi ifunga.
What to speak to you this evening.
Kuti ndotaura nemichi manerano.
And there's so many changes that's been taking place.
Nisi zvakawanda zvakajitika.
Not only here but in America.
Kwete pano chete asi kuni wa America futi.
And around the world.
Pasi rose.
And I want to go, if you will.
Tika kana tichikwanisa tudagwenda.
To Hebrews, if you will,
your Bibles.
Hebrews chapter 12.
And we'll read verse
25 to verse
28.
See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they refuse not who, and if they escape not who refuse him that speaketh on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not the earth only, but also the heavens. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things which are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we have received a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with godly fear.
Chenjerai kuti murege kuramba kunotaura nokuti kana avo vakamuramba nguva yaaka varaira panyika vasina kupukunyuka zvikuru isu kana tikafuratira iyo wokudenga inzwi rake rakazungunusa nyika nenguva iyo asi zvino wakapikira achiti ndichabvundisa zvekamwe chete isati iri nyika bedzi asi nedengawo zvino shoko iri rokuti kumwe kamwe chete rinoratidza kubviswa kwezvinozungunuka zvenyika zvakaitwa kuti izvo zvisingazungunuki zvigare saka zvatinopiwa ushe husingazungunuki ngativei nokuonga kuti tishumire Mwari nako tichimufadza nokukudza nokutya.
My topic, subtopic, things that can be shaken.
Zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuzungunuswa.
Will be shaken.
Zvichazungunuswa.
But we have received.
Asi takagamuchira.
A kingdom.
Umambo.
That cannot be shaken.
Usingakwanise kuzungunuswa.
Or that cannot be moved.
Usingakwanise kuzunguswa.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to be here tonight. And your children, Lord, they come that, Lord, they may hear from you. And Lord, so many things are transpired. But we thank God that we are on that solid rock. Lord God, we thank you for the word that you've given us in this evening time. Lord, maybe there are some that are sick, some that need healing, some that may need salvation. Lord, we don't know. But your prophet said, what is a gift? Getting yourself out the way. That the Holy Spirit might have the preeminence. Lord, I pray God now that you take full control of the service. Move us out the way that the Holy Spirit will have the preeminence. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Things that can be shaken, you may be seated. We'll be shaken. We are not just here in a message. We're not just having a message. This is more than a message. This is God's voice to you. And God's voice, one time, it shook the heavens, it shook the earth, and God again, in the last days, in the day of the voice of the seventh angel, when he began to sound, the mysteries of God shall be finished. And God now is shaking the world, and everything will be shaken, and the only thing that's going to remain is those things that cannot be shaken. When Moses went down to Egypt, Egypt, Moses' voice, it shook Pharaoh. It shook the nation. It shook the children of Israel. It took them out of bondage. That was God shaking the world one more time. And he took a man by the name of Moses. Thus said the Lord, if you don't let the children of Israel go, there were certain things were going to take place. And every time God spoke the word, Moses' voice, it shook Pharaoh. It shook the world. He said, let flies come. Let fleas come. Turn the water to blood. Why? Because God was shaking everything that could be shaken. The other thing that wasn't going to be shaken is the children of Israel. Darkness hit the earth. The only place there was light was in the evening time. The only place there was light was in Goshen. Why? Because God was shaking the world once again. And we not just have a prophet, but Brother Branham's voice, the fivefold ministry voice, is shaking the world. It's shaking the people. It's shaking the denominations. Earthquakes is happening. Why? Because God promised he will shake the earth again. Tidal waves are taking place. Tidal waves under the sixth seal. God is shaking the earth. Why? Because everything must be shaken. Because we're looking for a new kingdom and a new earth. We have received the future home. We have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. When God come down in the book of Exodus, Exodus 19, he come down, he said, Moses, I want you to put a bound around the mountain. I don't want nobody to touch it. I don't want the animals to come near it, the people to come near it. And God descended down. God descended down in a cloud. There was thundering and lightning, and the earth was shaking. It was shaking so bad. Even Moses said, I shivered and quaked. Even Moses said, I was shaking. What was Moses thinking? Because God's voice, it was so terrible. It shook the earth. And that same voice, it came to Moses. And it was shaking the earth. And here today, this is not Brother Branham. He says, I'm in him. I'm using his voice. I'm speaking through him. God, once again, come down, shaking the earth, shaking the people. It's in the evening time. And we look at 1963. Are you listening now? The mighty angel come down. Seven angels. What it did, a blast shook the earth. And there was a little prophet that was caught up into the cloud. It was not his voice. It was God once again shaking the earth, shaking the people, calling his children, calling his bride. And every time God gets ready, the earth shakes. Why? Because God, everything will be shaken. The only thing that's going to remain is the word of God. The only thing that's going to remain is the bride of Christ, because she is the word. She is the word. When Elijah came in the time of Jezebel, God says there will be no rain nor dew until I call for it. There he was again, shaking the earth. But Elijah had spiritual food in due season. Everybody was shaking. They were wondering where to get food from. They were trying to find water. But God had provided a special brook for Elijah, because Elijah's voice, it was to shake Jezebel, it was to shake Baal, it was to shake the denomination. But he kept spiritual food for Elijah. Hallelujah. And that little widow woman, she was in Zarephath, and the famine It struck a house. But you know what? God had Elijah. He said, go to the widow woman. The widow woman was not looking for Elijah. But God was looking for the widow woman. And he says, I have prepared a place for you at her house. Everybody else is hungry. Everybody else is starving. There's no water. But that woman, I've had prepared a place for you at her house. So when Elijah came, Elijah was a prophet. When he came, he asked her for something to drink. And she said, all right, I give you something to drink. And while she was going, he said, wait a minute, fix me a cake, bring me something to eat. And she says, I don't have nothing but a little bit of meal and some oil, and I want to eat my last meal. We're going to eat this last meal because we don't know what's going to happen. But Elijah said, thus saith the Lord, go on and do what you say, fix that meal. But the oil and the meal won't run out until God sends rain on the earth. And I want to tell you what, the stimulation from this revelation of this message won't run out until you be taken into the rapture. Can I preach a little bit? Don't worry about these people. Don't worry about these people that's backsliding in the message, that's saying that ain't true. They're saying Brother Branham didn't say that. They are shaking. You know why they are shaking? You know why they are shaking? Because the only thing is not going to shake. You have this message. You believe it. God, you ain't going to be shaking. Storms is going to come. Wind is going to blow. Ups and downs in your life. But you can't fail. Because grace. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Deity is in you. Brother Branham said it's Christ in you. That's deity. Deity is in you. You are part of God. And God is a part of you. When Jesus came, he shook the Pharisees. He shook the Pharisees. He shook the Sadducees. You know why? Because he was the Word. And the Word, it always find a resting place. Only way the Word find a resting place is on the faith. Find a resting place on the Word of God. And they said, Jesus. He said he was God. And they said, don't you know? Your mother and father, Joseph, is up there. How is this man telling us he come from God? Don't you know? I know his father. And I know his mother. But that shook him up. That shook them because they couldn't see the Almighty God coming down, veiling in human flesh. And Jesus says, if that offend you, where did you see me go back up to heaven from which I came? You think people are being offended now? But wait till they see when we go into the rapture, back to the place to where we come from. Hallelujah. We come from God and we go back to God. We have the gene of God in us. They're talking about DNA. Glory. And your DNA was with God from the foundation of the world. When he lived, you shall live. When he died, you died. When he rose, you rose with him. And when he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me, that same power that rests in the bride, she will be him as he near the headstone. Things are shaking. Nations are shaking. Nations are shaking. This government is shaking. It's such an impact. Overnight, you went from one president to another one. Everything is shaking. The banks are shaking. But there's one thing that's not shaking. That's the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word will not pass away. And this is the Word whereby the gospel is preached unto you. You're not hearing the words of a man, but it's the bleeding, bloody Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. People today, they just think it's church. It's more than a church. I call you bride. In other words, you are the Lamb's wife. It don't matter if you're in a physical body, but there's a gene of God down on the inside that he came back to claim. That old pest house you live in, one day, this mortal, will put on immortality. One day you'll go back to where you really were. You came here in this dimension to live in this body, but this body can't contact the other world. But God give you a super sense. Brother Branham says a super sense, and if we live by that super sense, all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. Because what? We have the super sense. Amen. Glory. Things that are shaking. Things that are shaking will be shaken. That things that are shaken will be shaken. It won't remain. There's nothing that will remain but the word of God. We have received the kingdom that cannot be removed. And are you listening now? Jesus, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's kingdom are many palaces. Can I say this here? Brother Branham says, oh, when he went beyond the curtain of time, there was his dog over there. His dog, D-O-G. His dog was there. When he went over curtain of time, he said, oh, they have my chair that they repossess. Let me ask you, where do you think he was? Where do you think he was? We have a new civilization. There's going to be a new civilization where dwelleth righteousness. There won't be no sickness. There won't be no death. There won't be no sorrow. We are receiving a kingdom. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be removed. Nothing can bother it. It's an eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you may be also. Where he is, there you'll be. Are you listening now? How many know the earth? In the days of Noah, the earth in the days of Noah, do you know it was baptized? Brother Branham said it was baptized. Hallelujah. In the future home. Do you know what? And the same earth in the future home, the blood dripped on it. The blood, Jesus' blood, dripped on the earth. Do you know the earth been redeemed? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's got to have a fire baptizing. It's going to be baptized with fire. Do you know? You were baptized with water. You received the Holy Ghost. Are you listening now? And that Holy Ghost, it cleansed sin out of you. And do you know what? Good. One day, you're going to have a new body, a new earth, a new body. Glory. Are you listening now? Do you believe that? And you know what it is? It's not far from here. Don't start slacking up. Come to church. Come to church. Listen to the pastor. Listen to the preaching of the word. The word is your only lifeline. Because Jesus said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't care what happened on this earth, what you go through, what you can gain, what you lose, it don't make no difference. Lord, just stay in the word. Except you abide in the ship. Are you listening? Except you abide in the ship. Except you abide in the ship. Paul says, when Paul said, except you abide in the ship, you can't be saved. You got to abide in the ship. No matter what goes on, come to church. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know why? Because he know if he ever got in the presence of God, burdens would be easy. Troubles would be easy. In the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there's pleasures evermore. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One time, a Shubanite woman, Shunammite woman, she had a son, and the son died. And you know what she did? She had to go to Elisha. She said she wanted to go to the prophet. And her husband says, "It's not a day. We don't. There's no moon. It's not a new moon. It's not a Sabbath day. Then why are you going to the prophet?" And she said, "It's all his way." She said, "All his way." She had received the son. And Elijah gave her a son, spoke the word, and she had a child. And then, when he died, she wasn't worried. Because the same God that gave her the son was the same God that could raise him from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when she got down there, and she came running to Elijah, and he didn't even know what was wrong. He said, "All is well." She said, "Everything's all right." He says, "Your husband fine?" Said, "He's all right." "Is your son is fine?" She said, "All is well. My son is still alive." She would not accept that he was dead until the prophet announced that he was. But when he heard from the prophet, she said, "Listen, Dory, I know he's going to be all right." Are you listening, church? And God sent us a message, and we know we're going to be all right. God watched over us and things that ought to be. He watched over us in our mother's womb. Brother Branham says, when you were born, your father, your mother was a bedding ground, and when your father met your mother, and she conceded, he said thousands of sperms went inside your mother. Maybe there was one egg, and all of your brothers and sisters, that when you was born, they were searching for that egg and they couldn't find it. But in your mother's womb, God took you and led you and made sure that you went in there and fertilized that egg, and you became alive. And if God watched over you then, if God watched over you then, how much more he going to watch over you in this wicked and adulterous generation? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he knew you was his before the world ever began. And don't you let the devil tell you anything else. You are son and daughter of God. You have a supernatural DNA. That's why a lot of people, they can't receive the message, because God brought a supernatural message. It's for a supernatural people. Are you listening now? And every time God calls people out, he sends the word, and he always have supernatural signs, and the voice of the sign. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening now? And that voice of that sign, it lets the people know. In the days of Noah, the world was falling apart, but God sent a voice with the sign. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And with that voice and that sign, the voice showed the destruction was coming to one, and the voice also positionally placed the believer. Those that believe Noah, they went into the ark. Those that believe Moses, they went to the promised land. And those that believe Brother Branham, they're getting ready for the rapture. Glory.
Hallelujah.
And the message, Exodus.
Exodus,
God always have a departure. You already Exodus from all these denominations. But there's a last Exodus. And that last Exodus is from earth to glory. That last Exodus is the rapture. And don't you let nothing separate you from God.
At
the same time, don't let nothing separate you from God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One time, there was a woman, and her son was sick, dying with a social disease. And Brother Branham was on his way back from a service coming back to Louisville. But instead, the plane had to divert and go into Memphis, Tennessee. And he got off the plane and he got to walking. And he's getting ready to go and get his suitcase. Go back to the hotel. And the Holy Spirit said, keep walking. And he said, what, Lord? God said, keep walking. And as with a woman, while she was praying, she had one child. And she prayed this. She said, Lord, says, I'm like the widow woman. But if I'm like the widow woman, where's your Elijah? And God like to prove his word. God like to prove his word. So where's your Elijah? And God said, go down. Stand by the fence. She got up 4 o'clock in the morning. And she got there. And she stood. She kept waiting. She kept waiting. About 9 o'clock that morning, Brother Brown him come walking by, and she looked at him. She said, good morning, pastor. And he said, how you doing, Andy? Said, so how you know that I'm a preacher? She said, because he told me you was coming. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What a great God.
Amen.
What a great God we serve.
Brother,
so he told me you was coming. And he says, I have a son, and he's sick. And Brother Branham says, I pray for him. She wasn't worried about that. She didn't want him to die lost. And he was inside. He was saying, Mama, oh, Mama, it's dark in here. It's dark in here. And Brother Branham says, Mama, you pray. And she prayed. And then after she prayed, Brother Branham prayed. And he says,
oh,
Mama, it's getting light in here. And Brother Branham said, she knows how to pray. And we had a third pool here. Do you believe the third pool is here? You got to know how to pray. Sometimes only God can do. And only God will do it. He says, Mama, it's light in here. And about that time, Brother Branham slipped out the door. And as he was going out, he got to the place, and the call was calling. It says, flight so and so to Louisville, Kentucky, is now boarding. Not only did God held a plane on the ground for the prophet to go pray for that woman, but also he turned it around to make sure that Brother Branham got there. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You're not feasting on the words of a man. It wasn't Brother Branham. This is not Brother Branham.
He
said, this is me. I'm using his voice. I'm speaking through him. God was speaking through him. Do you believe that?
Lord,
Jesus Christ, he said, my sheep know my voice. Do you believe that? Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. That same voice that came to Abraham. Abraham heard it many days. When that voice put on flesh, God brought two angels. How many know? He brought two angels down, put flesh on them, put flesh on the other angel, and God put on flesh himself. And when he came to Abraham, he said, Abraham. And Abraham looked, he said, my Lord. You know what Abraham recognized? He recognized that voice. That was the one that told me I was going to have a son. Though he was hidden, but the voice didn't fail. You know why? Because the voice always keeps the word. And the voice brings a sign of what the word say will happen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And Abraham, he said, honey, let's kill a calf, fix some cake, God came to Abraham's house, and he had his back turned to the tent door, and he said,
Abraham,
I promise you that you was going to have a son. And he said, I've come down. He said, this time next year Sarah is going to have a child. They was 100 years old and one was
90,
but there ain't nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Sarah, she said in her heart, and this man had his back turned to the tent door, and she laughed in her heart. And he said, why did Sarah laugh? Why did Sarah laugh? But Sarah said, I did laugh. But he said, you did laugh. But this time next year, you're going to have a child. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know why? When God makes a promise, when God tells you something, you can rest on it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that, about that time,
Abraham
him and Sarah, they're old, 90 years old, 100, they start walking. Do you believe that? They start walking toward Greer. And as they was walking, their body began to transform. Their body began to change. Are you listening? And that body started to change. And Abraham's shoulders straightened up. Sarah started looking beautiful again. You know why? Because God don't want you to die. That is not impossible. That he can change your old body back to a young body again. He's already proved he can do it. Sarah and Abraham turned back to a young man and a young woman. And listen, a young king wanted to marry Sarah. I don't think no young brother in here want to marry a 90-year-old woman. No way. But Sarah, she wasn't 90. She was pretty. She was beautiful. Because God has the power. God has the power to transform. He can change you. And if this earthly tabernacle, if this house of this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have a house already made without hands. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that? Will you serve God? Will you come to church? Will you be more desperate? Will you be more desperate than you ever was before? Will you be more desperate than you ever was before? Because desperation calls Jesus on the scene. Desperation calls God on the scene. Notice. Glory. One time. When Elisha, when he said it wasn't going to be no rain,
or dew,
he shook the earth. There was no rain. But all of a sudden, God told him, he said, I want you to challenge Baal, all the denominations. He said, the God that answered by fire. I want to say it like this. The God that answered by the supernatural. Are you listening now? Are you listening for me? Supernatural? You know what supernatural is? Healing is all right, supernatural. But you know what a supernatural healing is? When Elijah got on a chariot in the middle of nowhere, and he rode a chariot. Elijah got on a chariot and he rode it up to heaven. That's supernatural. When Brother Branham's standing there and all of a sudden a sword come down and strike his hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening now? We are the supernatural. Those seven angels come out of eternity. We have a supernatural gospel. When Brother Branham was standing there and all the denominations wanted to challenge him, and the pillar of fire hanging over his head, that was supernatural. No other. No other supernatural being ever photographed. You know why? Because God has given a bride a supernatural message. Are you listening now? As John the Baptist, when he was preaching, and his 17th convert, Brother Branham was preaching, his 17th convert, and as he was standing there by the river, Ohio River, baptizing, when he got to the 17th person, all of a sudden, a light come down from the sky, and that supernatural light, it had a voice. It had a voice, and the voice said, as John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ, that supernatural voice, your message shall forerun the second coming of Christ.
Hallelujah.
This all right. We have a new book. The new book. We heard of him by the hearing of the ear. But now we see him. Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But when God came down in the whirlwind and he spoke to Job, Job said, I heard of you. People were talking about you. But now I see you. I understand you. Are you listening? You heard of Jesus Christ. You know what he would do. But now, he is manifesting to show you that the word don't fail. He that walked in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, held the seven messengers, the seven stars in his right hand. The right hand is power. Those messages only done what God allowed them to do. Because every age, the church was called out. God called him a group. And in this Laodicea age, when Brother Branham came, he was doing what God told him to do. To call a bride out. Not everybody would believe. God wasn't worried about that. God knew from the foundation of the world who would believe him and who would not. Jacob I loved. No matter how bad Jacob was a criminal. Jacob was a crook. He'll steal from you. He'll steal from his daddy. Stole from his uncle. But Jacob, he was in the mind of God. God said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. Before either one was born, God knew that Jacob bad habits, that Jacob worldly things. If he ever got a hold of Jacob, Jacob was going to change. Let me stop to say this. You might say, I can't overcome this. I can't overcome that. Let God get a hold of you. Let God get a hold of you. He know all your weaknesses. He know everything that you go through, but you gotta let him. Are you listening now?
Amen.
God is a gentleman. You gotta let him take control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you believing that? He's not going to force you. Whosoever will, let him come. And take of the tree of life, what? Freely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jezebel, she had
Israel.
Scared. But there was Elijah. And so, they looked for Elijah. They couldn't find him nowhere. God had him here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, God said, Elijah, go show yourself. I want you to go show yourself. I believe he showed him a vision. Say, Elijah, I want you to take all the prophets, get Baal prophets, and go ahead and get my people, and go to Mount Carmel. And we're going to show who is God. And they got Baal preachers. They got all the denominational preachers. Are you listening now? They got all the denominational preachers. I ain't talking back there. I'm talking about up here. They got all of them. Tried to challenge Elijah. Do you know they tried to challenge Elijah in Chicago? in Chicago.
They tried to challenge
Brother Branham. 300 ministers.
300.
They was going to prove he was wrong. They was going to prove his doctrine
wrong.
And they went up there. They rented the hall that they was going to have the meeting. And they got the hall. They got ready. I believe it was Osborne. One of the brothers. He came to Brother Branham. He said, Brother Branham, all the ministry association, we're here. We got the hall. We got the hall, the place where you could go have a meeting. And he said, you know what? Brother Branham says, they're not going to get it. He said, but Brother Branham, they already have the hall. We already to pay for it. He said, I don't care. They're not going to get it. And the next day, the man came and he came to the ministers. He said, oh, I'm sorry. We forgot. We had rented it out already.
For that day.
We're going to have to give y'all money back. And then Brother Branham told each one of the ministers. Now let me tell you, 300 ministers. Where they would be sitting and what they had on. And when Tom Osborne, or with Tommy Hicks, or whichever one it was, when he heard that, he said, I ain't got nothing to do with this. I don't have nothing to do with it. You know why? He knew that there was a greater than Brother Branham was there. He knew that there was a greater Brother Branham was there. And when he came in, all the ministers sitting around, and he jumped up, he said, let me tell y'all brothers something. This man told me where every one of y'all will be sitting. He told me where y'all will be, what the question that y'all was going to ask. And he told me that we wasn't going to get the hall. And he said, brother, I don't have nothing to do with it. Now y'all go ahead. And after Brother Branham stood up, he had a few questions, all the ministers sitting down there, and he says, if anybody doubt what I've said, or have any doubt about what I preach, or what I've been teaching, let him come here and stand by my right side. And you know what? Out of 300 ministers, not one got up to stand at his side. You know why? Because they know that the angel of the Lord didn't put up with foolishness. The angel of the Lord didn't put up with foolishness. How many people that they know across the nation had died because they interfered with the angel of the Lord that was protected? That was protected. And he told Moses, I'll send my angel. He told Moses, I'll send my angel to go before you to make it right. And in this day, your message, my message, you had an angel that sent. God sent an angel to make sure that what the message was saying was right. T.D. Jakes didn't have that. Joe Osteen ain't got that. Ain't no other minister, no other preacher on this side. That the word was so protected. They made sure. Oh, don't get quiet. T.D. Jakes is a good preacher. God ain't want good preachers. He want his message preached. He want his message. And the message, the word must be in the bride. And faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God, not just for any age, but your age. That's why the prophet preached, recognizing your day. I know Paul's day. I know Luther's day. I know Wesley's day. But I got to recognize my day. I have to recognize my day and its message. Listen. God ain't interested in how much money you got. God is not interested in how much money you got. Or how proud you think you are. God can create a millions of you. And still can do more. We owe him. We owe him. He already paid the debt. When we come here, when we come to church, we ought to know that there was a great price paid for you to sit in these seats. Oh, don't get quiet. There was a great price for you to be able to come and to worship God and to thank Him. Boy, sometimes human beings, we get high-classed, high-classed, high-minded, and we think we're more than we are. But let's remind ourselves, without Him, we are nothing. Are you listening? Your suit, your clothes that you have on is worth more than your body. Are you listening? Are you listening? Your body is worth 84 cents. But there's something inside of that body. That's inside of that body. That it means so much to God. That He came and died for it. It's worth a million worlds. Your souls. Your soul is worth more than anything.
Brother Branham
was talking to the businessman. And he told them, he said, if you was a good businessman, you wouldn't take risky, you wouldn't take risky deals. Glory, are you listening? And if you're a good Christian, if you was a good Christian business person, you wouldn't take risks for your soul. You'd make sure that you've done what it takes. That you know that your soul will make it into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that? Yes, sir. Glory. Elijah, he done the same thing that Elisha did. And he took the challenge. And Elijah won the challenge. And when he went up there, they called on Baal all night. They was cutting each other. They were playing their music. They had more people. And Elijah, he just sat there. And he kept on letting them do what they wanted. He said, maybe your God going on vacation. Maybe he's in pursuit of something. And he can't come right now. But when it got close, to the evening time, Elijah said, listen. He said, that's it. Y'all done call on Baal all day. And he says, now, he said, it's my time. And he took the evening sacrifice. And he told him, he said, pour some water on the altar. Matter of fact, pour some more water on
it.
Pour some more water. Make it all wet.
Lord,
just wet it down. And they know it's impossible. The offering is wet. The offering is wet. The altar is wet. Everything is wet. And he said, Lord God. He said, Lord God. And I want you to remember these words. Lord God. I am doing this according to your word. I'm not doing this here because I think I feel good about it. But I am doing this according to thy word. And you said, Lord, if I do this, you will turn the people's hearts back. We turn the hearts of the people back. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, fire came down, licked up all the water, dried up the sacrifice. And the people said, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Malachi 4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the day that I shall do this, said the Lord. Hallelujah. You would turn the hearts of the children back to the real original apostolic supernatural preaching of the gospel. They'll be turned back to the original way that the word was first presented to the church. To the original word that was first presented to the church. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You don't have a hybrid religion. You don't have a hybrid religion. You have the original. That's why Brother Branham spoke. The spoken word is the original seed. You have the original seed. Everything else is hybrid. Has hybrid. But God, they tried to hybrid the gospel. Hybrid everything. But God came in this time. And he brought back the spoken word, which is the original seed. Lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Do you believe that? Go ahead. You can speak the word and have faith. And don't doubt in your heart. You can have whatever you say. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? If you believe that, say amen. Glory.
Amen.
Brother Branham. He was out hunting. It's not just a good hunting story. He was reading the Bible. And he says, ask what you will. You can have whatever you want. He said, I couldn't preach that. Because it never happened. He didn't believe, you know, he believed it, but it just never happened. So he was out hunting. And he was hunting squirrels. And he was hunting everywhere. Squirrels nowhere. Couldn't find no squirrels. And all of a sudden, a voice comes down from heaven. Says, ask what you will. He said, well, I don't know what I want. See, God know what he needed. But see, God wanted him to ask. Because he wanted to know what that scripture meant. So the voice had to identify the scripture. So he said, ask what you will. And the prophet said, well, he didn't know. He was trying to figure out. And then he said, you have need of squirrels. You out here hunting. And you need squirrels. I want to stop here. For a minute. What do you have need of? What is your faith can elevate to get what you need? That's what God wants. Your faith had to elevate. He'll give you what you want. But your faith had to elevate to that position that you can ask what you need. And he said, Lord, I don't know. You have need of squirrels. Glory.
Amen.
So you have need of squirrels. Then he said, maybe I'm hearing things. And he said, let a squirrel come from over there. Come down and come up here and get in the sycamore tree. He said, I know you'll never get a squirrel in the sycamore tree. But that squirrel came right there. He shot. Glory.
Amen.
Are you listening? He said the next one he's going to make it real ridiculous. He said that squirrel let him run down there. Run by the farmer. And go over by that tree. Bam, and he shot it. And he said, maybe I'm in a vision. But he said a vision don't believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes, God, are you listening? Are you listening real good? Sometimes when you get in the supernatural realm, see things that you know that's impossible, God moves you into his world. Lord, we're in this world, but God can move you into his world. Oh, you say, oh, brother out there, glory. God moves you into his world. He moves you into the way he does things. Are you listening, Lord? We are limited, but the Holy Ghost in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will help us move into his world. We're in this world, but we can move into the supernatural world. May God bless you. Things that's going to be shaken, let it be shaken. Everything on this earth is going to be shaken. But the bride, she cannot be shaken. If she's the bride, if she's the original word, if you are predestinated from the foundation of the world, no matter what happens, you cannot be shaken. You will not be moved. It's impossible. It is impossible for the elect to be deceived. It's impossible. Forget about it. If you are part of God, all that the Father has given you, I will lose none. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Good job. Thank you. Amen. Glory. Glory. Things that can be shaken.
We'll
be shaken. We're
going
to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come, Lord God, down to the end of this service, Lord, we know that your word cannot fail. And Lord, we see our people around the message, they're slowly falling, drifting. They're being shaken. But Lord, we have received the kingdom. No matter what anybody say about this ain't right and that's wrong and that's wrong. Lord, but they lack. They may not know all of it, but something that they do know. Inside of them, they hold into the infallible word of God. They cannot be deceived. They won't let it go. Why? Because they are part of you. My sheep know my voice. Lord, I pray for them. Bless this church. Bless the pastor. As you've already just done so many mighty things with them. Lord, may you continue to strengthen them. Every soul, Lord, and bless. I've heard they have a communion tonight. What a great thing. Lord, may you bless each and every one. Thank you for the pastor and for all the officers in the church. But Lord, let them be not moved. Let them be not shaken of all the turmoil that is going on. Because we have received a kingdom which cannot be shaken, which cannot be removed. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
For the blessing. God bless you. Thank you for the freedom. Thank you.
Appreciate the Lord.
Thank you.